The National Food Security Drive, led by the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Farmers Support Company, and the then Ministry of National Mobilization, has been transforming food access across the country. Program analyst at the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, Shafiq Sam, says the initiative launched in September 2024 following Hurricane Beryl, which devastated local agriculture and drove up food prices, has shifted the nation from food dependence to food action.
Since the initiative started in September 2024, there's been a real shift across, you know, the country from food dependence to food action. And when we talk about food action, we're talking about food sovereignty and from being less dependent to being proactive to start to produce your own food. So for example, you see a lot of persons now having their own backyard garden, you see persons now having the poultry, and so there's a mainstreaming of local, domestic, and I guess community food production. And so across the country, we've had over 3,000 households, you know, receiving seedling, poultry, tools, training. And basically, you know, households were assessed and families are able to now know how to produce vegetables.
Sam explains how the initiative is helping families afford vegetables, eat healthier, and become less dependent on imports, with the most vulnerable benefiting.
So for example, many families have gardens that supply 40 to 60% of their weekly needs. And so that adds to not only the budgetary support, financial support, because now you're able to save money, but nutritionally. Now, vegetables are one of the most nutritious things we need, and we have an issue of non-communicable disease and such. And so the cost of vegetables is often out of the reach of the most vulnerable. So now we have where persons are able to produce their own vegetables, they're able to eat healthier, and they're able to save money. And we've seen in places throughout the island, particularly in the northern coast of St. Vincent, both on the north and the north leeward side, there's been a big uptake. Even in the central areas, in the breadbasket, in the Botany Valley, Mespo, there's been an uptake. You know, so gardening is no longer like a temporary seasonal thing, but people are seen as a part of their daily life. They're seen as a part of the community activities. And as pointed out, it's really a community, whole society kind of thing, and you're seeing that slow transition.
Senior Program Officer Alanda Moses explains why household food production is key to long-term food security.
But the key is making household food production not a normal thing for any household in St. Vincent. Backyard and community gardens should be a permanent part of our how we manage food security, not just as a response to a disaster. So we want it to be mainstream, essentially. When households grow their own food and eat what they grow, we tend to be healthier. So we are not just seeing it as a form of just resilience and just being able to have to meet our needs, but also the nutritional element of it, because having that access, you tend to consume more just because you have it, right? So that is what we aim for.
Participant Relisha Roberts, Cato, explains how her household has benefited from the initiative.
I would say we have benefited a lot financially and also being able to provide food for the house, because for the broilers, we give to some of our community members, and also we had enough that we could have like sold to other persons. So now that Christmas, we have like whole fowl on our table. And for the layers, we also, they have been producing a lot, I should say. And we have enough that we can even like have for the household, saying eggs, and we also have enough to bring in and like an extra income, but for the family in general. If you can grow your own food and get invested in these activities, also if you have children, it is very exciting for them.
The National Food Security Drive continues to empower households, reduce dependence on imports, and strengthen the nation's resilience in the face of climate challenges. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.